what they're hearing, or what Bob is hearing, I should say, on the stadium front for both the Chiefs and the Royals. If you didn't catch that, here's what Bob said a little bit earlier today about what he's hearing on the future homes for both.
Yeah, there's a lot going on right now. And I think from what the conversations I was having with a lot of people yesterday, this thing is going to move fast and it's going to move quickly. And we're going to know maybe by the winter meetings where the Royals are breaking ground on their new stadium. And I talked to multiple sources on this now, so I have it confirmed from two different folks about what's going on right now in Kansas City, if you will. And I use the air quotes Kansas City on this one, because from what I've been told, the Royals are in real and advanced discussions with the state of Kansas to potentially build their new stadium in Johnson County.
Now, where would that location be?
Well, there are a couple locations that I'm hearing right now. There's a location right inside the 435 loop around Antioch, is what I've been told, is one location. And then the location that I think a lot of people are very fond of is 119th and Knoll on the old Sprint campus. And there, they already have five parking garages that exist.
So that's what Bob is hearing this morning, or in the last day or so, I should say, about the stadium front for both the Chiefs and Royals, more so the Royals, right? That's really interesting. The timeline for starters, because it makes sense, right, Cody, that winter meetings, this time the season's over.
Sure.
Now you're done with the actual games. Now let's focus back in on the stadium stuff. So that timeline makes more sense. We heard Clark Hunt on the Royals, on the Chiefs side of things, a couple weeks ago mentioned for them, it's going to be more like the spring. But if the Royals, who already know and have already said they're leaving the complex, it's easier for them to be out in front here, perhaps, and decide on their future. I'll admit, I'm stunned by the sights, though. You know, not that they would consider Johnson County. That's been out there.
Yeah, that's not surprising.
Right? Like, even though you and I both prefer downtown baseball.
Yes, obviously.
We've said that time and time again. We prefer
Crown Center location back.
Anywhere downtown. But yes, the Washington Park. Or whatever.
Yeah.
That was the most recent one. Johnson County location, it's not the first time that's come up. But that's it. 119th and Knoll in particular, I'll be honest, like, that's kind of a stunning spot for me. I'm not saying that that's not what is being told and what sources are saying.
Seems like a really stupid spot. Can I just say, is that okay to say?
Well,
I hate that spot. It seems dumb and I don't like it.
So it's an established area. That part makes sense. It's an established area, but to plop it down on 119th and Knoll seems like an absolute traffic mess. Just disastrous, if you want to know the truth, that area. Now, there's a lot already there. It's across the street from Town Center, so you already have shops and restaurants. But I thought the whole idea was that the Royals wanted to have some real estate that they own in terms of hotel, condo. I guess that's still a possibility. I mean, the old Sprint campus is a huge site. The other part that Bob mentioned there was they like the parking structures that are already in place. And look, that always becomes an issue. They're on the original Sprint campus. There were 14 parking garages. There are like five or six left. Each one holds about 1,000 parking spots. So it helps. It's not all the parking that they would need. It helps. I just think that area, that corner is interesting. Yes, it's vacant, and a lot of the Sprint buildings are vacant, and the old Sprint buildings, and whoever owns that wants to get rid of them. I don't doubt that. I'm sure that developer would gladly make this happen. I just wonder, there's another project that's already right next door. You have the J, right? The Jewish Community Center already has their facility there. I'm just saying, like, there's other things on that spot that are kind of interesting that location I find to be fascinating, that's actually one they would consider.
So I don't want to completely dismiss the developer maybe says we want to get rid of this, because
of
I just missed that a little bit in the Star Sex. I'm like, that guy just wants to get rid of that building. And that's...
You're right. You're all good over there?
Yeah. That is the site that they inevitably chose. So, like, they weren't totally against working in that capacity. Baseball should not be in suburbs. Football, fine. I don't care. Like, it can go as far as the Legends or anywhere else in this city. If it goes to the suburbs, it kind of creates this issue. I will say that if part of their liking of this site is that parking garages don't exist, that is the dumbest, most idiotic, stupid reason to choose a site I've ever heard. Because parking garages already exist. Just build them. They're not that complicated from a structure standpoint. Just build them wherever you put the stadium. And I know that they got plenty of people on an exit poll telling them parking matters to them.
And
stop it.
And it does matter.
I need you all to stop talking about it if they're going to choose a site based on the idea that there are already parking garages there.
Yeah, I mean, look at it. They clearly like that aspect. I think it's part of the solution and part of it. I doubt that's like the reason they like the site. I think it sounds like, from what Bob was saying, that's one aspect that they liked. we're talking like 5,000 spots. I mean, there used to be 14 parking garages there. And there's other, like, just because it's the, we call it the old spring campus, there's other businesses that are there. As someone pointed out on the text line too earlier, you know, there's, I think Hill's Pet Nutrition just moved in there. Like, there's other businesses that are in that spot as well. That gets back to the whole displacing business thing and who, I don't know the exact number.
I just don't think you can build a stadium without doing that almost.
Correct. That spot though, like right in the middle of established, like Leawood or whatever, and that's just a fascinating location. I think if anybody that lives in I guess Overland Park is where that side, that corner would be Overland Park, right? That area is in rush hour already, just a complete mess. So I'm just trying to fathom what that looks like on a game day for the Royals. And it wouldn't necessarily be eminent domain. So like some of those businesses, and I keep mentioning the Jay in particular, I don't believe, and you can say the dollar amount, everybody has a price. I find it hard to believe that would actually be feasible for everybody.
I honestly, genuinely don't think the Royals know. Like, you want to know the truth? I think they're flirting with Kansas because they're not sure, and they're trying to make sure that, because like if we had Mayor Lucas on the show today, I bet he'd tell you he's still pretty confident.
Of course.
Teams are gonna stay here in Kansas City.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, he has reason to be optimistic.
Yeah, and so like, do I think both teams are going to Kansas right now? No. I don't think the Chiefs are making their decision until spring. They pretty much straight up told us that a month ago.
Yeah,
so I mean, they told us. The Royals have always been ahead in their timeline because they have told them from the beginning, we are not staying in that building forever. Do I think it's a scare tactic? Nah, it's probably a little too strong a language. I don't think they're just threatening to threaten anymore. I thought that was the original Royals plan. I was like, well, we can always go to Kansas. Once the vote failed, and this is what you and I talked about in the air, Royals in Kansas were not off the table anymore. I didn't think that was ever a serious thing until it didn't pass. When it didn't pass, okay, books open. We'll take some calls in other areas. I just don't like that spot. I'm allowed to not like spot. Like, for the most part, all the spots so far, I'd most been fine. Would I prefer East Village to the one they chose over by T-Mobile? Yeah. Did I like the North Kansas City, like, rendering better than some? Sure did. I just don't like the 119th and Null location. I want baseball closer to the middle of the city because of the 81-game aspect. I don't think anyone cares if they have to drive 30 minutes out of town to go to a Chiefs game fundamentally
for
or
baseball,
shouldn't care because it is 8 times, maybe 10, over a 4-month time period. I mean, it's a pretty small amount you're asking people to go out of their way to drive it. It's a whole day affair anyway. Baseball, you need people to walk up daily.
I'm not surprised they're interested in Johnson County, though. We've brought that up before over the last, year and a half or 2 years. And going back to season ticket holder bases for both teams and where a majority of the fans are coming from. I know it upsets people on the Missouri side whenever I bring up the Chiefs numbers, obviously, on it, and like over half of the season ticket holder base being on the Kansas side and things like that. The Royals obviously have a much smaller season ticket holder base, and hopefully it continues to grow for them. But there's a lot of fans that are coming over there. And if you're trying to figure out you want to get families to go to these baseball games, the suburbs, I can understand the logic.
I
prefer downtown baseball, but I'm with you. Like, selfishly, 119th and Null, not far from me. That's an easy drive.
Real close.
I just think that area from a traffic perspective and just overall the entire spot is crazy. And I know the Bob and Dusty thought it was funny that I was trying to look at a map on where exactly the location looks like. I just like to, you know, be knowledgeable when I'm talking about certain things with stadiums.
If we're talking, like, if you say parking is actually a really big part of it, isn't just thinking about the area where they wanted it originally downtown. There's plenty of parking garages downtown where there's, it's not like you have to, you know, there's not a problem with parking garages downtown, or there's not a problem with parking in downtown compared to the location on Null. Like, it's not like the convenience of parking garages is already there downtown. I would think, unless there's not as many parking garages, I guess, downtown. I know there's a couple over by T-Mobile.
There's
not that far of a walk.
Dude, I'll show you a map if you want, Drew, because this is the problem.
Just from being downtown, there's plenty of them.
There is a crazy amount of parking.
I know.
Crazy. There are way more spots already than you realize.
100%.
Downtown. And I get like 913 saying like, hey, driving 30 minutes by the same suburbs, it'd be closer to majority of their fan base. For the Chiefs, I agree. I don't actually have, it's not publicly released data. The general theory is that there's evidence to support that a little better than 50% of Chiefs season ticket member bases are in Johnson County. The Royals season ticket base, that has been released in a really long time. I can't tell you where a percentage of it. All I'm telling you is downtowns is pretty much 20 minutes from everyone in the city. whether you live near the airport or you live where Gold does, you can get downtown in about 20 minutes.
Well, I like what you said.
So, downtown baseball is just like, and there's more office space, more people who work at all those other things.
I was going to say,
there isn't in Johnson County.
There's more things to do where you like you said it, Cody, people just walk up and go to a game. There's things to do downtown where you're like, you know what, we're going to be downtown anyways. Why not get a ballpark ticket and we can go to a Royals game instead of just sitting out at the bar? Or you can just go hang out at the bar. Like, there's things to do enough where a Chiefs game is a day thing. You can make the Royals games into a day thing, essentially.
Yeah. We'll see. The 435 in Antioch one makes more sense, but even that doesn't seem as far south as I guess I thought they would go with it.
Yeah, everybody was thinking more like 159th whenever anybody talked about Johnson County. True. Also, let's not forget there still was the, even though it's been focused more on the Chiefs and Wyandotte County, even the Speedway makes a little bit more sense. But we'll see.